God is punishing America. That's what's going on. God's punishing America. If you can't see that right now, you're blind. God is punishing America. Okay, how is God punishing America? Coronavirus, 105,000 deaths in the U.S. alone, and over 1,000 deaths yesterday alone in the U.S. alone. That's no joke. Okay? Number one, coronavirus. Number two, the economic collapse that's coming from all of the shutdowns and everything. Look, a lot of businesses are suffering. The economy is going to tank, or at least somewhat. I mean, it can't help the economy, you know, the shutdown that's taking place. So you've got the virus. You've got the economic shutdown. You've got now rioting, violence, vandalism, racial hatred, right? Isn't that what's going on? So what's June going to bring? Well, we're all going to find out tomorrow. You know, what's the next thing? I mean, this has been a heck of a year, amen? But you know what? I'm doing fine. How are you doing out there? You doing good? Yeah, God's good. God's good. You know, I slept like a baby last night. My wife said that she heard all kinds of flashbangs and stuff, but I didn't hear any of it. You know, I was just... I was fast asleep. You know, I did have earplugs in my ear, but you know, it might have something to do with it. But you know, folks, I'm not down about it. I don't care because you know what? I know that God's going to bless those who love Him, and all things are going to work together for good for those that love God. We're like in the land of Goshen. You know, we everything else is going to hell in a handbasket, and you know what? God's going to continue to bless His children. He's going to take care of us. There's nothing to worry about. But folks, does America really seem like it's being blessed by God right now? Now, even if you want to say, well, I think it's a conspiracy because it's the election year and, you know, this is all to make Trump look bad. And you know what? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. It's possible. It's a reasonable theory to think that, you know, a lot of these things are being orchestrated because Trump has been popular and you know, he's very likely to get reelected and maybe people don't want him to get reelected. I don't know. I don't really care. I'm not into politics. I didn't vote for Trump last time. I didn't vote for anyone. I haven't voted since 2012 and I'm probably never going to vote again. So I don't have a dog in this fight. So the point is that even if you believe that it's a conspiracy, which, like I said, is not a bad theory to think that this has something to do with it being an election year and events are being orchestrated. And I've seen the guy with the gas mask and the black umbrella. I've seen it. The pallet of bricks. You know, here you go, people. You know, I've seen all that. But here's the thing. For me, though, it doesn't change the equation. It's like, you remember when you're in math class and you're doing a story problem? Sometimes the teacher will kind of mess with you by giving you just information that has nothing to do with the problem. And you're kind of just like, whoa, I'm trying to, you know, why are they telling me this? And they're trying to kind of just give you a trick question. Who knows what I'm talking about? Where they give you some unnecessary piece of... See, here's the thing. I can solve this story problem. I don't need that information. You know, it's like, I can solve... For acceleration, I don't need to know the mass, all right? Because gravity is acting the same on every object. So it's like, I don't need to sit there and know exactly, well, what's behind the rioting? What's behind the coronavirus? What's behind the shutdown? Because you know what? All I need to know is, America, do bad. Bad thing keep happening. America, do more bad happen. This isn't a complicated, folks. You're trying to solve this as a differential equation. It's 2 + 2 = 4, folks. You know, you don't get all complicated, folks. It's just as simple as 1 + 1 = 2. America, haven't we Baptist preachers been screaming about how God's going to judge America? Have I preached stuff like that? Has every Baptist in America preached that? Has every independent Baptist in America not for the last 20, 30 years, God's going to judge America for our sins? Haven't we all heard that thousands of times? And then God starts judging America for our sins, and we're like, oh, is this the judgment of God? What
is this? What's happening?
Hello, is anybody home? Can anybody really make the case, hey, things are going great in America right now? Looking good, America. No. Guess what the problem is? Sin. So what's the answer? Jesus is the answer. Getting right with God is the answer. What was the question? It doesn't matter. Getting right with God is the answer. So I'm not going to spend 5 seconds protesting the death of somebody who died 2,000 some miles away, you know, when the guy's already on trial for third degree murder. You know what? I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not going to worry about the election. I'm not worried about November. I'm not worried about Trump. I'm not worried about Biden. I'm not worried about any. You know what? I'm going to worry about the stuff that actually matters. I'm going to worry about my family. I'm going to worry about the things of God. I'm going to worry about preaching the Bible. I'm going to worry about winning souls. I'm going to work about, you know, I'm going to worry about stuff that's going to matter 100 years from now. And so don't get caught up in everything that's going on to where you think like that this is the big thing. Folks, go to the root. Go deeper. And you'll find that the big thing is a spiritual battle between good and evil. That's the big thing.